Europeans are desperate to stop the flow of refugees from Syria. That means not only countering ISIS, but also stopping Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's indiscriminate bombing campaigns. Making things more difficult? Russia's actions to prop up Assad. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports now from the UN, where diplomats are struggling to find a way out of this conundrum.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov insists that his country is not in Syria only to help one side in a civil war. He says it's to go after ISIS and other terrorist groups. And though the U.S. says Russia seems to be hitting other opponents of Assad's regime, Lavrov thinks the U.S. and Russia should be able to agree on the targets.
If it looks like a terrorist, if it acts like a terrorist, if it walks like a terrorist, if it fights like a terrorist, it's a terrorist, right?
He says he understands the need for a broader solution to the conflict in Syria, but he's warning the U.S. not to try to topple Bashar al-Assad. He says the U.S. and its partners should learn from recent history.
Saddam Hussein hanged. Is Iraq a better place, a safer place? Gaddafi murdered in front of the viewers. Is Libya a better place? Now we're demonizing Assad. Can we try to draw lessons, you know?
The Russian military moves have put Secretary of State John Kerry in a difficult spot. He's trying to force Assad out in an orderly way.
We have a lot of work to do, and we're going to get to doing that work as rapidly as possible, understanding fully how urgent this is in the context of refugees flowing out, the impact on Europe, the impact on the region, and understanding also that we need to see Syria kept whole, unified, secular, democratic.
Kerry has had many meetings on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly on Syria. Turkey's foreign minister, Feridun Sinaloğlu, is telling the U.S. that the only way to stop the flow of refugees from Syria is to protect people and to push Assad out of the way.
That requires an orderly transition to a political change, because with Assad, there is no solution whatsoever in Syria. He has created this mess by launching a war against his own people.
He says Assad has destroyed the country, leaving half the population homeless. The leader of a Syrian opposition group, Khalid Hoxha, has also been making the rounds here, denouncing Russian airstrikes and saying there should be no place for Assad even during a transitional period.
In each day, Bashar al-Assad is still in power. It means more killings of civilians. So there is no role, whether it's in the beginning or in the middle or in any kind of period, for Bashar al-Assad to stay in power.
And though the U.S. argues that Russia is just pouring gasoline on the fire by supporting Assad with warplanes now, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, begs to differ.
We know about many fires gasolined by Pentagon in the region. And we believe that our position is absolutely in line with international law.
Syria invited Russia in, he says. Asked whether the Russians would carry out strikes in neighboring Iraq, too, he said, quote, "Russians are polite people and don't come in if not invited." Russia has set up a joint communication center in Iraq with Syria and Iran. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.